Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tighe.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on the phone by entertainment reporter and presenter of the Weekly Watch, Orla Condon. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Louise.
How's your week?
My week has been good. The sun is shining. I feel like every time you ask me how I've been, it's really dependent on the weather. But
yes,
isn't that just the way things go these days?
That's just
so
how
I'm
it is.
I'm taking that win this week big time, getting out for walks and that grand stretch. And isn't it just lovely?
I know. I felt so funny during the week. I was like, oh yes, that grand stretch. I was like, oh, I've turned into one of those people.
Oh, I'm a 90-year-old woman. Nice to meet you. Like, no shame.
Oh, sure, look it. Whatever we got to do. Do you know that?
I know.
So what can we be watching this week?
It is a good week for telly-obsessed people like myself, because if you've already been through the back catalogue of Netflix and are struggling to find new things to watch to keep you entertained, Disney Plus have launched their new kind of station on the platform, Star. And the kind of main thing about Star is it's one of their six pillars on the Disney Plus platform. If you logged on last year and you weren't loving the kind of Marvel and Star Wars and the Disney classics and Pixar classics that were on there, this might absolutely tick the box for you. It's a lot of throwback telly from like the noughties and 90s, so some really, really great TV shows and movies that we're going to get into in a second. But they've also got some new originals, and one of them is Big Sky, which is the one that they're kind of leading with on the launch of Disney Plus Star this week. It is a crime drama series on the platform that stars Ryan Phillippe, who we'll know marrying Reese Witherspoon and... what was that movie he was in? Oh my God, I can't remember.
Was it Cruel Intentions? No.
Cruel Intentions.
Is that right?
Thank you. Oh my God, a shame that I couldn't remember that. Yeah, he's in Cruel Intentions, but he's kind of the main star in it. And it aired on ABC back in November, I believe, but it's now streaming weekly on Disney Plus, so for more of a worldwide audience. And it basically tells the story of two sisters who go missing after being kidnapped by a truck driver on this remote road in Montana. And basically, Ryan Phillippe's character is a private detective who works alongside another detective and his ex-wife, who's a former cop, to try and find out where these two girls are. And they eventually realize that there are a lot more missing girls than they first believed. And it's kind of a race against the clock to make sure that no one else is taken and to save as many lives as they can.
It sounds very different to, as you say, what we're used to on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I think Disney Plus kind of was hitting two target markets for most of the year. It was kind of throwback telly, you know, the Mighty Ducks and all the Disney films that
That's
we grew up watching.
That's the reason I got it, yeah.
Yeah, and then all the kind of Marvel and Star Wars content that people maybe haven't been able to see on Netflix or elsewhere. Now they're kind of veering further into that Netflix, Amazon Prime area with lots of good drama series. And like I said, this is one of the first kind of new launch series that they're leading with. And they definitely are leading with this one. It's a strong series. It's from the same creator as Big Little Lies. So that'll give you an idea of the kind of people that are behind it. The trailer is pretty gripping. I don't know, is it for me? It's not the kind of thing that I love. I'm not a kind of a cop detective show person. But I'm interested to see, just as a platform, how Disney Plus is going to kind of roll out new content over the next 12 months. So for anyone who's looking for that kind of thing, this could be a good one.
The only way we're going to find these girls is if we work together.
You want to take a shot? Do it.
Oh, come on.
I did some digging. There's a possible connection to truck stops.
What are the odds?
We give out odds on that sort of thing.
It can be the Wild West out here. No place for a pretty girl.
Fantastic. Then what else have we got?
So for some throwback telly, I know I'm probably, I hate to say it, but like maybe this might be a bit old for some of your listeners, but Alias is one of the shows that when I got the press email about what's coming to the platform, I was super, super excited to see on the list. It is a show from kind of the early noughties that starred Jennifer Garner and actually Bradley Cooper in the first couple of series that aired, like I said, in the early noughties, which I just adored, but it has been impossible to watch in recent years. It's never come to any streaming services. It's very hard to find it on online. So I'm delighted that it's on Disney Plus. It's by J.J. Abrams, who gave us TV shows like Felicity and Lost and Fringe and lots of Star Wars movies more recently. But the show is about Sidney Bristow, who is a double agent who works with SD6, which is a criminal kind of organization. It's a kind of an arm of the CIA, we're meant to believe.
Okay.
And then, but she's also a double agent for the CIA, and it's all about kind of finding out who the real good guys are, all the while Sydney being sent off on these kind of crazy missions and multiple aliases and mad costumes and things like that. It's a brilliant early noughties kind of, you know, detective undercover drama. It was really, really popular at the time, won a lot of awards for the show and for Jennifer Garner more specifically. It ran for 5 seasons all in all, and it's all now on Disney Plus, and I'm so excited to go back and watch it because I just remember watching it. Used to be on RT2 on like a Thursday night at like 11 o'clock and I used to beg my mom to let me stay up so I could watch it because I just loved it. So I'm really hoping it lives up to that memory of like how good it was.
Because sometimes when you go back to programs, they're not as good as you remember them being.
They're not as good. And a lot of it is like the nostalgia factor and stuff. There's a lot of big stars though in Alias that you'll recognize. You'll know a lot of the faces when you start watching it. People who've appeared in many TV and films, TV series and films since then.
Mm-hmm.
It also launched Jennifer Garner and Michael Vartan's kind of love relationship before she was with Ben Affleck. This was another Hollywood couple that was very popular. They were together while filming the show and after that a little bit until they split. But I'm really excited it's back on the platform. It's another one of those big shows from the early noughties that finally people who might have caught a glimpse of it back then can watch in full now.
And Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty's another one. It's a little bit more recent, but again, people might have missed it or mightn't have caught on to the buzz. I know me and all my friends were obsessed with it. It was pivotal Tuesday evening viewing on RT2 for 4 or 5 years, however long it was on. But yeah, it tells the story of Betty Suarez, a 22-year-old Mexican-American. And when I read that she was meant to be 22, I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life? She had her stuff so together and she's meant to be 22.
Wow.
But here we are. She lands a job at Mode magazine, which is meant to be kind of, you know, Vogue or Cosmo or whatever kind of in the show, as the personal assistant to Daniel Mead, who is the kind of CEO of the company. And it's all about her kind of learning to get along with the job and get along with her colleagues, all the while kind of being very different to them. And it's made all the more complicated by the judgment from the creative director, Wilhelmina Slater, and her assistant and receptionist, Mark St. James, and Amanda Tannen, who were just some of the funniest characters on TV at the time. It was just such a great show. And it lasted for only 4 seasons, which again was surprising when I went back and read that. I felt like it was on our screens for a lot longer, but just 4 seasons.
Yeah, it's interesting actually when you kind of feel like they did go a bit longer, but sure luck.
For anyone who knows Betty, her dreams have always been larger than life.
I like your poncho. My dad got me one in Guadalajara.
Milan, Dolce & Gabbana, fall.
Huh.
Betty Suarez?
Hi, that's me. If I do good here, I can go anywhere in the company.
You should keep an eye on that ugly assistant. What's her name?
Betty?
Betty.
Betty. Betty!
I suppose there was so much coming out at that time that they were like, oh, move it out and we'll get something new in or something else in.
Didn't it feel like that? I wonder why. It felt like there was just so much good telly on at the time. But I think maybe it was the week-to-week viewing or whatever. But that was just like peak television viewing for me in my memory, was just like that Tuesday evening run of like Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, Prison Break, Lost, all those kind of ones. A lot of those are now on Disney Plus, actually. All of those that I just mentioned are all on Disney Plus Star. Desperate Housewives is another one that I think a lot of people just adored while it was on our screens for those 8 seasons, and has been kind of hard to watch back since then. It hasn't been on streaming services as regularly as, say, Grey's Anatomy, which is a little bit more accessible and is obviously still running. But Desperate Housewives is all there now, and just a brilliant drama series from kind of the early noughties, all about the lives of the women on Wisteria Lane and the goings on behind the perfectly, you know, picket white fences on their lawns. It was just such a great show, launched some really great careers. And I just think it's one of those cult TV shows now at this stage. Like, it just lives on as one of those iconic television shows with such a strong, mostly female ensemble cast, which at the time was a very standout thing to have.
Absolutely. So we've so much to watch over the next
few days.
There is
endless choices. I will say that the interface on OnStar is a little bit mind-boggling.
Okay.
You might find it hard to find things, but if you actually go on to the Disney website, there's a little kind of pop-up PDF where it'll give everything in a list a little bit more easy to find. So if you want to check if anything you want to see is there, it's probably easier to find it. There's tons and tons and tons of great movies there as well. So yeah, anyone that's getting a little bit bored of Netflix or maybe considering getting another streaming service, Disney Plus is really bringing it now at the minute.
Fantastic. So how can people keep up to date what you're up to this week?
They can listen back to episodes of The Weekly Watch. We're on break at the minute, pending restrictions lifting. So I'm really missing these TV talks more regularly. But you can listen back to episodes on all your favourite podcast platforms. We're talking about loads of stuff that you can still watch on all these different streaming services. And you can find me on social media at Orla Condon.
Fantastic, Orla. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Louise.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.